You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients while having a great work-life balance. In addition to our premium courses on the Effective Statistician Academy, we also have lots of free resources for you across all kind of different topics within that academy. Head over to theeffectivestatistician.com and find the academy and much more for you to become an effective statistician. I'm producing this podcast in association with PSI, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the ever-growing video-on-demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to the PSI website at psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. Welcome to another podcast episode of The Effective Statistician. And today I want to talk to you about the medical data leaders community, the place that elevates your career in healthcare research. So whether you're a statistician, data scientist, programmer, or any other quantitative scientist in research, this opportunity is for you to improve your leadership skills. And I built this community because it really takes some time to improve your leadership skills. And I've seen lots of people succeed by attending the Effective Statistician Leadership Program. And this 6-month program is really good and has helped lots of people. Still, at the end, you have made only so much progress. And there's lots of things that people want to dive deeper into, refer again to, revisit again, have further discussions about. And leadership is not something that is binary, like you know it or you don't. It's more like a continuous thing. You continuously try to improve things so that you become a student of leadership. And the more you know about leadership, the better you are, the more the questions you ask change. And you get to new levels of leadership where there's other challenges. And you need to, like in a computer game, you need to first master certain levels so that you can go to the next level where there's new challenges. And only you can get to that next level if you have mastered the first level or the first levels. The tagline for this community is learn, apply, reflect, and repeat. Because, as I said, you need to learn things. You need to actually apply things. You need to apply all these kind of different leadership skills, reflect on it, and then start again. Because leadership is something that is learned through actually doing things quite a lot. It's similar to statistics. Yeah, you can read a stats book, but that doesn't mean that you become a great statistician. You become a great statistician by actually applying the statistical methodology to actual projects. And then you learn about all the pros and cons, about the logistical details, and you really understand the different methodologies and the different frameworks and so on. It's exactly the same with, you listen first to new concept, like here on the podcast, but you will only really understand them deeply if you apply them. And then you probably need to reflect on them, discuss about them. And where can you do that? That is exactly what the medical data leaders community is about. It is about bridging your leadership gaps and making sure that you have a much bigger influence within your organization. So the overall vision of the medical data leaders community is to empower a new generation of medical data leaders dedicated to improving patient outcomes through informed decision making. Yeah, informed decision making. I want you to elevate your leadership skills so that we always make sure that the right evidence is at the right time, in the right format available for decision makers to make the right decisions in for the benefit of patients. And that can be people within your study team. That can be maybe researchers out there that use your data. That can be your management. That can be regulators or HDA bodies. Yeah, lots of different stakeholders. Ultimately, physicians and patients. And I strongly believe that if we as a data community become better in terms of influencing, we can overall improve public health. I'm really sure about this. Now, I tailor the content in the medical data leaders community to three different tiers. The first tier is the tier of individual contributors. So this is applicable for you if you're, for example, a study statistician, programmer that's programming all day, if you're a data scientist or epidemiologist that is working on study by study level. The second level, or the second tier, is for first level leaders. So here there's maybe already some supervising involved. Maybe you have 1, 2, 3 direct reports, or you need to manage an overall product or a bigger capability. Maybe you're a lead programmer, something like that, where you're delegating already much more things and you need to set some kind of strategic direction. The third tier are senior leaders. And these are very often people that have either a pretty big organization already below them, or they are maybe at smaller companies, they're the top of their department. Yeah. Or you are a very senior technical person, or at a university, you're a professor, and you want to drive organizational change and help your organization get to this vision that you have for the overall organization. By the way, we have a vision workshop in the medical data leaders community. So the medical data leaders community has a couple of different formats for understanding and learning about leadership. We'll have workshops, we'll have webinars, we'll have challenges, we have group coachings, we have peer-to-peer mentoring, we have topic-based group discussions, all kind of different formats that are tied to these three different tiers. And depending on in which tier you are, you get access to different formats. Senior level leaders will have a much more kind of discussion-based learning experience. And individual contributors also have a much more kind of self-learning experience, which of course is also reflected in the price. You will also have a lot of online resources and tools for skill development. We have over 15 hours of content available for you to learn for yourself when you have time. And we also will have networking opportunities so that you can learn from like-minded professionals. The Medical Data Leaners Community, MDLC, supports your career growth through building your leadership skills like delegation, conflict resolution, strategic thinking, help you with getting your communication skills to a whole new level, and also change your mindset so that you can approach things in a new way. Negotiation skills are absolutely fundamental for everybody. Yeah, we negotiate all the time, being it about resources, timelines, quality, whatsoever. And you will learn to become a really good negotiator. And this is not happening in an ivory tower. No, this is actually with real-world applications. Yeah, so you will get assignments that you can directly work on and in your day-to-day jobs. So join this Medical Data Leaders community. It's kicking off as we speak, and you can learn about it more on the Effective Statistician homepage. And we'll put a link to this also in the show notes. And so check that out. If you want to join that individually as a person, that's very easy. If you think like there's not just you, but many people from your organization, you know, 3, 5, 10, 30, 50, 100 need to join the Medical Data Leaders community, then reach out to me and we can have a discussion on how to make that happen. So for example, maybe I provide some kind of overview about it within your organization. I have a chat with your supervisor and of course all the other logistical things like setting up a purchase order and these kind of details I can help you with. Just reach out to me at over LinkedIn, Alexander Schacht. I hope you're following me already. Or send me an email to alexander@theeffectivestatistician.com. I will really love for you to join the Medical Data Leaders community because it will surely help you with your career and it will help me with achieving this vision of a community that has a much, much bigger impact overall within healthcare, within the different organizations and within the different teams that we as statisticians, programmers, data scientists, or other quantitative scientists work within. This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS who helped with the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.